Welcome to the Breakdown Weekly, Episode 1. I'm your host, Yusuf, and I'm here with my co-host, Adam.
Hey, guys. As you said, this is the Breakdown Weekly. Each week, we're going to try and do a assortment of topics in a quick succession to give you guys the most recent news in Breakdown, right? And so today, we're going to cover Talk FCB quitting Twitter, Neymar to Barca rumors on fire since Pep and Man City and possible future player Sergio Aguero made the Champions League final. Then we'll talk about Ansu Fati and his surgery news, as well as the Messi team dinner, which is causing some pandemonium in La Liga headquarters, I think. So let's get to it. Talk FCB quits Twitter. So I don't know if you guys saw, Talk FCB is a very large account. Yus and I aren't frequent watchers of Talk FCB, but we really respect. He puts in a lot of work and he makes a lot of videos. And, we love all the Barca content out there. And so on his video recapping the last Barca game, right, he had a quote concerning when Messi missed that penalty against Cillessen and Valencia. And he said, Lionel Messi decided, you know what, today I don't really feel like scoring from a penalty. And then he posted on Twitter a response that a viewer had sent him saying, you need to criticize Messi on the penalty he missed. I watched your match review after our game against Valencia, and because it was Messi, you were like, today I don't really feel like scoring from a penalty. Damn, we fighting for the league, and that's how you review on our game was like, so bad from you, right? So after that, it looks like Talk FCB got some responses from other Twitter followers who agreed with that commenter, and he decided to take a little break from Twitter. What are your thoughts on the situation?
Well, I think two things. One, I know he was kidding. I know he wasn't really serious about that. Maybe I've watched a few of his videos multiple times, but maybe he should be criticizing them a little bit more. Do I think that the viewer should have said that in that way and kind of, scolded him for those kinds of verbs or word usage? No. And I also think this, and this is my biggest point in this, is that we're all Barca fans, okay? So we need to stick together. We can't start attacking each other of these little things. It's just not really something that...
It's not productive, right? People are...
The club doesn't stand for that. We don't stand for that.
We're not a huge... on YouTube yet, right? Podcast has a lot more listeners.
Sure.
But, we're just two guys who love the team and who want to put out content and make sure that, other people who don't follow as much as us can get the lowdown on what's happening. And, it takes a lot of our time. Talk FCB is, obviously a much bigger... account and makes more videos than we do, and so we understand how much time he puts in just trying to support the team and give people the information he needs. And so like you said, people who are anonymous, especially on Twitter, on YouTube, can be really aggressive
Twitter trolls.
And so I feel bad that he took it so seriously. I will say, here's one thing though, right, is that I've watched some Talk FCB videos, and from my perspective, he's not often a source of humor. And he doesn't joke around that much. So when I first heard it, I was kind of taken aback. I was like, we talk a lot about Messi's not great at penalties and how we feel nervous every time he's up there. And so the way he delivered it, I actually kind of get how, someone could be put off by it. But, if you take it in context, I think he clearly meant it as a joke. And I think, there's no reason to go and attack him about it, right? You can just say, hey, man, I thought you should have criticized Messi more, right? You don't need to say, so bad for you, and all these other things. And it seemed like he was trying to drag him through the mud. So that's our coverage of the Talk FCB drama. Let's move on, Yus. Man City, my second favorite team, mainly because of Sergio Aguero and also Pep. They just made it past PSG to the Champions League final, right? Mahrez, I think, scored twice. We had that Di Maria red card today. And, okay, got my Messi agenda right today. I got my Messi merchandise shirt on me. Mbappe not making the Champions League final does some good things for Lionel Messi to win a seventh Ballon d'Or. So that's all I'm going to say. But how it really relates to Barca is, do you have a seatbelt? Strap yourself in, because we're about to go on a summer of Neymar rumors, right? it's such a whirlwind, because I thought a few weeks ago we had Sam Marsden and a few other ESPN reporters saying, hey, Neymar's agreement to PSG is almost done. They're going to announce it very soon. And now, slowly but surely, we're starting to see some more rumors that Neymar might come back to Barca. So, Yus, what are your thoughts about how we kind of keep level-headed and not listen to every rumor we see? And then also, what do you think about Neymar possibly coming back?
I think that this has happened in the past. Something happens, There's reports that Neymar called Messi and telling him he wants to come back to the team, and then all this hoopla, and you got it spreading like wildfire on Twitter, spreading on wildfire on Instagram. You know, you have all these people from so many different countries, who especially Brazil, yeah, that would love to have Neymar go back to Barcelona, because they, you know, Messi and Neymar did so well together. But I do think one thing, we need to take a lot of some of these rumors with a grain of salt. You know, the validity of where these reports are coming from, we need to investigate a little bit deeper and not just take the surface level of everything and every, sure, report, because we know that the Spanish media sometimes can try to twist the narrative or create, you know, something that isn't nothing, necessarily, right, true. Yeah.
I think my main thing is that, you know, as a U.S., right, we're based in Southern California. As a U.S. consumer of news and of like sport news, you know, it's just way different for the U.S. versus Europe, because like in the, sure, U.S. you'd never hear like, oh, LeBron James, you know, might go to the Boston Celtics, right? The Lakers rival.
Yeah. Like that, you wouldn't hear those kinds of rumors.
Right. That doesn't happen. I think in, yeah, European soccer, because there's more of an entourage, because there's a more of a history of like tabloid type press, and because the agents, mm-hmm, are trying to get things to, you know, divide for better deals and their contracts, you know, you hear a lot more rumors go around, and you know, I think we're all pretty used to it, and we all have heard these about Neymar before. But I think if you take a step back, there's two things to think, right? One, okay, Neymar is 29, right? Antoine Griezmann's 30. Lionel Messi is 33. He's only getting older. Griezmann's getting, you know, only older. And so the question here is, like, as great of a player as Neymar is, don't for a second think I don't think Neymar's great. He's 29 years old, right? Like, when the option, yeah, is either do we get Neymar or Haaland, who's a young and a striker, right? Whereas Neymar is more of a winger. Like, who do we need? Who do we need in this team? I think it's a clear sign that we need a striker. Going after a 29-year-old, you know, who's getting older and who's been injury-prone in the past is just not what we need, sure, right now, right? And that takes out any emotion of my love for Neymar or how much I was, you know, how excited I was when he scored that third goal against Juventus in the Champions League final, or any of the great moments he had, yeah, and the trophies we won together. So I think from a sporting aspect,
agree with
Neymar's
you,
not a good, uh-huh, fit.
Not just that, but I also think that, especially in the financial climate of Barcelona right, mm-hmm, now, Neymar would want a pretty penny into the team. And not just that, but Messi is even agreeing to take a pay cut to continue to stay at Barcelona, right? Everybody's excited about that. But that is one of those things where I'm like, well, you know, Neymar is going to be asking for a lot of money here. I don't think that we have that kind of money to spare on him. And like you're saying, we would be paying for an old, you know, he's not old, but he's getting older, player who has had a lot of injury issues, which Barcelona has been riddled with, from Dembele to Pique just coming back from injury to Coutinho on injury, even though I don't think we're going to see him anytime soon. Yeah. But, you know, Messi had Pubalja for a while. Mm-hmm. All kinds of issues.
Yeah, we don't need an older player, right? If we're going to spend, yeah, money on someone, mm-hmm, to really get them here, let's go after Mbappe. Let's go after Haaland. You know, Neymar, sure, is just not what this team needs right now, right? We need to look, yeah, forward for the next 5 to 7 years, not for the next 1 to 2. Sure. And because, you know, that's the other thing is, like, Haaland and Mbappe are so star ready and ready to be huge players that, like, it's not like, oh, if we sign them and we have a 7-year plan, that's going to ruin Messi's last, you know, 2 to 4 years, sure, in the Champions League. That's, sure, not the case at all. I'm not saying, like, let's sign an 18-year-old and grow him to be bigger, but we have Fati, we have Dembele, Griezmann's already here, and, you know, he just assisted, he just scored, he's, you know, looking better, at least under Koeman this last year. So I think let's keep Neymar off of our, you know, off our grid. Exactly. Let's move on to Ansu, mm-hmm, Fati use. Oh boy. Okay. So his rehab therapy didn't go too well, and now they're going to remove the part of his meniscus that's not recovering. What do you think about that?
Well, that's his third surgery, third time going underneath the knife. It does suck. I'm sure they have some great surgeons, you know, minimizing the chances of one messing up, or two, any scar tissue buildup, or any, you know, not a large incision, whatever the case may be. I'm sure they have the medical crew to take care of those needs. But, you know, having three surgeries on yourself, that causes a lot of rehab. It takes a while to get back, even though there were reports before this that were saying that he was getting better, and it seemed like there was, like, he was being able to move around a bit more. But, you know, these kinds of things are, like, not the most hopeful things to hear that someone after so much intervention now has to go to surgery again.
And that can't be good for your mental health, right? Like, he was just on top of the 100% world 9 months ago, just dominating, you know, top golden boy of Europe. And, you know, now he's going to miss the Euros. He's going to miss the Olympic Games. You know, he's going to miss big things for a young player. And so, you know, all of our thoughts and prayers go with Fatih. We want that Fatih mania back. And they're saying that he'll be ready for next season and back in the saddle. So, you know, the one big worry, right, is that removing the meniscus, I think, is exactly what happened to Umtiti, and we've all seen how that went, which was not good, right? So finally, Yus, let's talk about Messi and the team getting ready to play Atletico.
Can't be honest. Yeah. So we had a little party at Messi's house to bolster the team.
We didn't, right? The team did. I wish, you know, well, Yus and I, the Barca breakdown,
like to think I was
got that high-profile call maybe in, like, you know, 10 years.
I mean, that would be wonderful. I think I'd cry. Anyway, going into it, you know, Messi invited all his teammates over to have a little kind of motivational get-together, bring the team together. Let's kind of wrap our heads around coming into Atletico. Unfortunately, I think it was an issue of large groups during COVID that people were complaining about, and it could be in, you know, could cause some issues, hopefully not.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, La Liga is looking into it, right? Apparently. Here's the thing, right? I'm a Messi homer, right? A lot of my passwords have to do with Messi. Messi's almost always my background screen on my phone. I'm wearing a Messi shirt. I only buy Messi jerseys most of the time, except I think I'm going to get a Frankie one very soon. and so, you know, this is the question, right? It's like, okay, Messi's doing this. It sounds great. He's getting everyone ready for Atletico after, you know, a rough few games. I'm excited about that. He's getting the team together. What a captain. And then, like, you know, you think about it, like, okay, if I heard, like, who's an analogous player? Like, if I heard, like, Nacho, or, like, if I heard Vinicius Jr. held a team dinner amidst COVID and the pandemic, would I think, you know, something bad? I'm not sure where I fall because, you know, okay, they're saying they might have broken a protocol. One, I'm sure Messi talked with the team and got this cleared. Two, all of the players are practicing with each other all the time. There is some allegations that the wives were there, but, like, okay, the players are with their wives and they go to practice. It's like, in a pretty self-contained bubble, so I don't really know.
It's not something they wouldn't be doing normally.
Yeah, I mean, there's no extra contamination here. You know, the reports coming out today are saying that, you know, Messi made sure everyone was socially distanced, of course, and he had them all, you know, in tables outside, separated. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think a lot's going to come from this use, but good to see Messi, you know, being a leader, getting the team together, and I hope this energy Captain brings Messi. Us to a victory against Atletico on my birthday, May 8th. Well, thank you guys. Hey, would please subscribe, like our videos. If you're on the podcast, we're almost at 100 subscribers. If you're on that podcast and you haven't gone to YouTube, go to YouTube, Barca Breakdown. Go to our Twitter, Instagram at Barca Breakdown. Please follow us. Please subscribe to us. Please like our videos. Let us know your thoughts on any of these topics. Thank you guys so much and have a wonderful week leading up to Atletico. We'll talk to you after.
Have a good one, guys. Peace.
Bye.